This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
It's Friday. It's time for our Say What You See quiz. We play this every week. I'm Adrian. That man there is Jeremy. And on line one, we have John. John, welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, lad. How's it going?
Good morning, John. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Good. Are you ready?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, who would you like to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
We'll go with Jeremy.
Okay, you know how it works. Let's get stuck in straight away. 1 minute on the clock and your 1 minute starts now.
Okay, this is an expression for someone who's really busy. So when I ring my mother and I say, when she's doing the housework, and I say, what are you doing, Mama? She says, I'm running around the house like a...
Blue arse fly.
That's exactly what she says. Who's your next one?
Even though she's not. This is a place in... up at the back of the Phoenix Park, and nobody can ever pronounce it right. And it's like a green thing with a tongue.
Chapa lizard
is the right answer. Yes. Here's your next one.
This is KFC. It's
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh yeah, it is. But it's also when you've eaten it, you're going, oh yeah, oh. Come on.
Lovely.
No, it is lovely.
No, what do you do after you've nibbled on a thigh in KFC?
Lick your lips.
It's actually their catchphrase.
Not anymore. It's not.
Oh well, it was.
It used to be their catchphrase. Okay, John, what am I doing? Listen.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does.
Chewing us.
I'm chewing. Never go to KFC with me, Adrian. John, KFC is...
Chicken.
Yeah,
it
well
is
done.
Chicken,
yeah. Thanks, John. You got you got two.
Thanks, John.
Two.
I've never had a KFC, actually. I was only joking.
Really?
I've never eaten KFC, no.
Never?
Never been there. Oh, where are they? Are they in Dublin?
They're all over the place.
Yeah,
all over the place. Oh, you've given me the goo for it.
What, this time of day?
Yeah, any time of the
day.
No,
I've seen the ads. They do buckets of chicken, don't
they? Yeah,
they
do.
Oh, yeah, that'd be you, all right, Kennedy.
You've never had KFC,
ever? I have never had KFC. Never been in the place.
But it's finger-licking good.
Yes, it is finger-licking good.
Yeah, it's finger-licking good.
Right, do you not eat with knives and forks in it?
Nope. Rachel, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How are you?
Have you ever had a KFC, Rachel?
I did.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Me, honestly, never.
How weird.
Just I've never been drawn towards the place.
Now,
not great, though.
Well, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Rachel, who do you want to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
I'll go with Jeremy. Please.
Go with Jeremy. Okay, fair enough. Okay, minute on the clock now and your 1 minute starts now.
This is something that people always say to prison. You know when prisoners are given out of being locked up, you say, if you do...
If you crying,
time. Yes,
that's the right answer. Here comes your next one.
This is all people always say this when they're talking about stuff that happened years ago. Old people always say it. You know, you say kids nowadays are little brats. Back in my day.
Yes. Is the correct answer. Well done. Here comes your next one.
This is the young fella from Titanic who drowned.
Jack.
And I need his full name.
Jack Dawson.
Who knows that?
Is the correct answer. Jesus. Well done. You're on three. Here's your next one.
This is something a girlfriend says to her fella before she goes out on a night out. She's standing in the bedroom, all dressed up to the nines, and she
look okay.
Well, not no. It's a better part of her body.
Here's your next one.
And these are I love these biscuits. They're biscuits and they have little red stuff in the middle of them. Oh jeez, they're gorgeous.
Jammy Dodgers
is the right answer. Here's your next one.
Someone who doesn't have a job on Facebook works at being a
full-time mother.
That's very controversial. A full-time mother is a job. No, they work as being a full-time
legend.
A full-time.
Oh, God.
No.
I can't believe you said mothers don't work full time. It's a disgraceful thing to say.
Rachel, you got a score of 5, which isn't bad now. Not bad. You could be the winner today if nobody beats you. Well done. Thanks very much indeed. Now, next we go
Can we pass this on to our texters?
This will be interesting
to see. So here is the clue. This is just for you texting. So text or WhatsApp on 087-798-9898, okay? 087-798-9898. Here is the clue. Somebody on Facebook... who doesn't have a job and probably has never had a job, have this as their job. They work at being a...
Blank, 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 blank.
And it's not a housewife.
Next we go to Dennis. You're on 98FM. Dennis, how are you?
Grant, can I get a point if I answer right?
No, Dennis, this is... Are you a texter or a caller?
I'm O'Connor.
Well, then you're not answering the question. Thank you.
Dennis, who do you want to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
I'll go with Adrian, please.
Okay, you're trying to beat a score of five. Sorry. Okay. And you've a minute on the clock to do it. And your 1 minute starts now.
There you go, Adrian.
This is an expression for, like country music and folk music and...
Barons.
Ballad music.
We dub, sad music.
No, we dubs call it diddly-doo.
Diddly-idle.
Diddly-eye, that'll do. Diddly-eye, yeah, diddly-eye, yes, is the right answer. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool...
What colour was his coat or something?
Oh, something like that. Yeah. His fleece was what?
Hello, that's the answer.
Ah, come on.
Fleece.
His fleece was?
Black.
No, it wasn't black.
Well, he was called Baba Black Sheep.
Yeah, but his fleece was?
White.
No. Yeah, white as?
Snow.
Is the right answer.
Why was he called Baba Black Sheep then if his fleece was white?
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
This is, you go into Boots and there's hair gel and they say if you buy one of them,
get one free.
You get one free is the right answer. Here's your next one. Oh, this is... Oh, how do I explain this?
Ah, come on, lads.
This is something that...
Only women have.
Women have over men. They're kind of jealous of our manhood.
What?
Now, I have to say, I don't know any woman who suffers from this.
Who's jealous of a man's manhood? Yeah. There's no woman. No woman at all.
I know of none.
Yes, it's the expression for a woman who wants to be a man. I think that's what it is.
Testosterone.
Well, yeah, that's a start. She's
balls.
She's jealous of the thing a man has that she doesn't have. Allegedly.
Balls?
No. It's not happening.
It's not happening. Sorry, Dennis. Next we go to James. James, you're on 98FM.
Hello.
How are you, James?
Keep the text coming in, by the way. 0877 98 98 98. Some interesting answers. And the clue again was somebody who's never worked a day in their life have this as their job description on Facebook. Now, about 50 people have texted in is a blogger.
Well, it's a fair point.
No, this is, they call themselves a full.
Yeah, there's no point in giving it out. James, who do you want to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
Adrian.
Adrian, it is. You know how this works. You have a minute on the clock to get as many of these right as you possibly can.
And you're doing my best.
Okay, yeah, we're trying to beat five. Your minute starts now. This is an expression. What's the most famous cat food?
Kitty cat.
Oh, well, yeah,
it's
one of them.
Is.
It's one of them.
It
the
is.
Other one is the little things, the little hairy bits under their nose.
Whiskers.
Yeah, and this is a catchphrase that the Whiskers company used. So many out of so many preferred Whiskers. Come on, James.
So many.
It's an expression that...
How many cats like Whiskers, James?
James?
Loads.
You did say at the start of this quiz you were going to try your best, James.
So the expression...
I think you lied to us.
The expression the Whiskers used in their ads were loads of cats prefer Whiskers.
Yeah.
I like that as a marketing...
It's not really saying it all, really.
No.
It was a certain percentage. No.
3%.
3% of cats.
Why would they use that as an ad? Only 3% of cats love our food.
I like cats.
Oh, James,
that'd be like 90, a new ad out for 98FM. Only 3% of Dubliners listening to 98FM. Woohoo. No, why would you do that?
You wouldn't. All right. No. Thanks, James. That was a disaster.
How many cats love the food, Adrian?
8 out of 10 cats prefer Whiskers.
8 out of 10.
Do. 8 out of 10. Next, we go to Mark. Mark, you're on 98FM. How are you, Mark?
How are you doing, lads?
Good, Mark. Who would you like to play our game with? Adrian?
Holly Willy Booby.
Sorry?
Adrian.
Adrian.
Holly Willy Booby or Adrian.
What's Holly Dooby Dooby?
Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby or Adrian. Holly's not here, I'm afraid.
Adrian, you'll be. You're just as good looking.
Jeez, I wish. Okay.
What, you wish you looked like Holly Willoughby?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Lads, raise those questions where give me something as easy as them.
Okay, Rachel got five. Well, let's see. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
A minute on the clock. Your 1 minute starts now. Big Thin Lizzy song about an alcoholic thing in a container.
The boys are back in town.
No, that's
whiskey in the jar.
Whiskey in the jar is the correct answer. This is an expression for not telling the truth, for telling lies. You're telling.
Fair face lies.
No. It's another name for a pig.
Porky, Porky.
Yeah, that'll do. Tell him Porkies. Yep. Here comes your next one. Oh, this is a really cheesy chat-up line that a man might use to a woman when he meets her in a bar. He might say to her...
Grab out Jackie, you pulled.
He might say that.
If he's a predator.
No, he's basically asking her, was she there last week? Was she there the week before?
Did you call me out often?
Yes. That's the right answer. Well done.
The next one's quite awkward after this.
Here's your next one.
It's very awkward.
It is a little bit awkward. This is the American movie mogul who's...
He's a man who wouldn't say that at a bar.
He wouldn't say that at a bar. He's in a lot of hot water over sexual allegations.
Harvey Weinstein.
Is
Harvey
the correct Weinstein. Answer. Here comes your next one. This is an expression for...
That's five. Are we level?
No, four, Mark. That's four.
Lads, come on.
Oh, sorry, we'll just make the clock longer for you then, Mark. No problem at all. We'll just change all the rules for you, okay? Adrian, put another 30 seconds on the clock for Mark, will you? Get off the line, Mark.
Thanks, lads.
Good luck, Mark. Bye.
Connie, have you ever used that line, by the way, at a bar? Do you come here often?
No, never.
That couldn't possibly
work. It's the cheesiest chat-up line ever.
Because the chances are, if the woman is at the bar, she has been there before.
Not necessarily.
Yes,
it could be your first night.
What?
I think I went to Coppers for the first time tonight, and somebody would come up and say, do you come here often?
Actually, and would you ever go to Coppers a second time if you were there once? Would you ever return? Of course you would. It's a great nightclub, yeah.
Okay, next we go to Collie. You're on 98FM. Collie, how are you?
How we doing, boys?
Good, thanks, Collie. Collie, who do you want to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
I'll stay with you, Adrian.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, run me off my feet here. You've a minute on the clock. We're trying to beat five, and your 1 minute starts... Now
that's your first one.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
She was dressed in black when you were a kid. Did you not play that as
no,
a kid?
No, obviously never.
You never played that?
No.
Clapping your hands
here,
together.
I'm stopping the clock for a second.
What, because you don't know it?
I have no idea what that is.
Watch it, I'll do this one. What's his name? Collie. This is a game you used to play as a kid where you clap your hands together about a woman who was dressed in black.
Queenie Io?
She wasn't dressed in black. She had the ball.
I have never heard of that.
Oh, you stop. You clap your hands. Oh, man. She was dressed in black. What was her name?
No.
Did this only happen in my house?
This was only on your road.
In my gated community.
Okay. Yeah. I'm starting this quiz again. Throw that.
No.
Oh, Mary. What is it?
Oh, Mary Mac. Did you ever play that song? Put your hands out. They don't do it with you. Really? Yeah, put your hands out. Yeah. Oh, Mary Mac. Oh, dressed in black.
No. That was only on your road. Nobody else in Dublin played that game. Sorry about that.
I think they did.
Collie, I'm going to start again. Are you ready? A minute on the clock. It starts now. Okay. Let's go.
Here's your first one.
Friends.
It's in the song.
Oh, yeah. It's the theme tune for
it's
Friends.
It's like they're always...
You're not in first. You're not in third. You're always what?
In second gear.
Ah, that'll do. Always stuck in second gear is the correct answer. Here comes your next one. He's purple and he's a kid's favourite and he's...
Barney.
That's the right answer. Barney the dinosaurs. Oh, jeez,
what's going on with that music?
Oh, my God almighty. It's all falling apart here.
Here's your next one.
Sorry, that's the right answer. Here's your next one. He was an escapologist. He was famous for escaping...
Houdini
is the correct answer. Well done. Your next one. Oh, this is...
When the Queen goes to the Jacks.
That's one of the things. No, but it's also something you get in a game of poker.
A royal flush
is the correct answer. Here's your next one. Oh, it's something that the Brits or the English were saying over and over again during the World Cup.
It's coming home
is the right answer. Here comes your next one.
A genie says
it. Oh, a genie will say, the genie comes out of the bottle and the genie will say to you,
how are you?
No, but they're going to grant you certain things. What would a genie grant you?
Five wishes.
Yeah, okay, but he'd say your wish.
A genie's female.
Your wish is
my command.
Is the correct answer. Here comes your next one. This is a Spanish expression for my house is your house.
May a casa, do a casa.
Ah, that's close enough.
That's not Spanish. That's not even Spanish, he said. Maya casa azua casa.
That's close enough.
That's what I said, yeah.
That's not Spanish.
Collie, you got a whopping score of 7. You're in the lead. Stay on the line there for a second, actually, because I've only one more contestant, and that is Mark. Mark, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, Mark. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Who do you want to play with, Adrian or Jeremy?
Jeremy, please.
Okay, a minute on the clock to beat a score of 7. Your 1 minute starts now.
Okay, somebody was always asking her to let down her hair and she lived in a tower.
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel
is the correct answer. Here's your next one.
Oh, this is a song. I am nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke.
Who sang the song?
ABBA.
ABBA.
And I say.
Don't know that.
And I say Jesus. Have you been to see Mamma Mia in the cinema recently?
Take me to.
Mark, it sounds like you need a defibrillator. Wake up there.
It's not happening, Mark.
No, definitely not.
I thought my singing of the song might help matters.
Try him one more time.
Thank you for the...
ABBA song. Thank you for the...
The days.
Thank you for the days. That was a song.
Huh?
That was a song. Thank you
but
for
the days.
It wasn't by ABBA.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck. You were brutal. Good luck. Right.
The answer was thank you for the music.
Collie, you win our quiz this week. Congratulations.
Happy day. Thanks
well
very
done.
Much
we'll be in touch with you. Well done. There you go. Collie with a score of 7, the winner of our quiz this week.
And the answer to your question, the clue we gave was, and those of you who texted, well done to Claire, who got it right as well, and Dave and Stephen as well. Someone who never works has on their job description on Facebook, works as a
mad bastard.
Full time.
Thank you for joining us today. We're back with you Monday morning, 10 a.m. Have a great weekend.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.